You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. Well, it finally happened. I asked you guys enough, and you came through for us. We are officially a 5-star rated podcast in the iTunes store. We really appreciate that. Keep on doing it. Keep giving us those ratings and reviews, and keep sharing the podcast. We really appreciate it. All right, to get into today's fitness topics, or topic, I should say, I'm going to throw it over to my lovely co-host.
First off, happy holidays, Chrismahanukwanzaka, whatever you want to say. And because it's a holiday, it's the end of the year, we're just going to kind of close out the year and talk about our 2016 health fitness accomplishments.
Yes, we're going to go both our personal ones, and actually I have, we put out the question on all our social channels this week and had a few responses, one really, really good one, so I make sure we're going to feature that also. But before we get into that, we want to tell you guys, as you are hearing this, if you hear this Monday, December 26th, we will be doing our first Facebook Live ETT workout.
Yes, so if you're listening in the morning, especially, if you get up, you download the podcast, give it a listen. 11 a.m. Eastern Time is when we'll be doing our first ever Facebook Live for ET Tampa on the Facebook page. And we'll have a fun HIIT workout to kind of kick your butt into gear after the holidays, which I kind of think is brilliant since I doubt we're going to be doing that much like physical exertion on Christmas. It's going to be like unwrap, eat. Yes. Unwrap, eat.
Yeah, we're already scheduling out our meals for Christmas Day, and Christmas Eve. But yes, we're excited about that, and we want you guys to join us and check that out. So make sure you like us on Facebook, and then tune in on the 26th for the first Facebook Live ETT workout.
Yeah, and it'll still be on the page, obviously. So if you see after you don't make it for the live, you can always just go check out the workout afterwards,
there
and
it'll
be on the page.
Mm-hmm. For all you ones that are not downloading this the day of.
Early risers.
Yes, exactly. So you might come back, and once you hear this, you'll go back and check out the workout on the Facebook page. One thing I want to talk about, I think, also today that we're going to do, or today as people hear it, we're going to go on a couple float sessions.
Yeah, we are, and I'm actually really excited about it now that I'm not so freaked out by the whole process.
I know. Before, obviously, you guys can go back and listen to the podcast I did at my first flotation therapy session and hear about the therapy and everything, but Shannon was a little bit, I don't know if standoffish is the right word, or you know.
I was just very skeptical.
Right. And now that she's seen the process, she actually went over and we visited Memmi there at Sacred Floats and Gems.
Yeah, she was painting, actually, yes, in the middle of the lobby when we showed up, which just automatically made me love her.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we are going to go over there and do our first couple float session. Not in the same tank, but, yes, we'll be going. We'll be in our own chambers at the same time. One thing I want to do this week, since I have off from my other job, the non-fitness job, I'm going to try to get to jiu-jitsu a couple times this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a 6 a.m. class that actually goes out at Gracie Tampa South, so I'm going to try to get there and get a couple roles in this year. That kind of relates to our accomplishments, but I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. So with the holiday week, are you going to be planning on doing your normal routine of getting back to HIIT training, or are you going to be doubling up on it? Since after we're going to have like you said, a festive weekend of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day of eating and unwrapping presents.
Yeah, well, the thing is, and I kind of feel like a lot of people are like this, especially if you have family that are spread out across the country. We actually have 2 weekends in a row of just crazy holiday festivities. So we have Christmas weekend, which we spend in Florida, and then we go up north and we stay with the your side of the family.
Yeah, the Birches. Well, our side of the family.
Yes.
Our family, yes.
Yeah, so we go up there for the northern family. Mm-hmm. And we spend another, like, we redo Christmas. And then we also do Christmas, New Year's Eve, and then New Year's, and then your birthday.
Yep.
It's like this four-pack of festivities just day after day after day. So because of that, I think I am going to be extremely dedicated. If I'm, like, up for it and I'm not, you know, knock on wood, I'm not going to get sick. There's so many people that are sick around me right now. It's really freaking me out. If I don't, I am going to try to do something, you know, at least some kind of activity every single day between the holidays, because there is nothing worse than coming back after a trip and just, you know, feeling so, like, heavy and lethargic, and just you've overeaten, you've not been able to do anything, you feel antsy. Obviously there are worse things, but it's not a good feeling.
So yeah, we have, the travel associated with going up to see the family, which is also another kind of, great way to get sick real quick whenever you travel. So, we're going to try to, boost up our immune systems in the meantime by exercise and, eating right and getting rest. So, all right, let's get into our 2016 fitness accomplishments. Do you want to go first or second?
First, second, first, yeah.
You go first. Oh, I'm going to go first. Wow. Okay.
Ladies first.
So, thank you. That's right. There were several different things I was able to get accomplished this year. A lot of them relate to ETT, but, you know, they were also personal kind of accomplishments, in this, all in the same. And one of them was getting competing in a mud run, obstacle course race, the Mud Endeavor in May. And we actually had a team come out there, a group of guys go out there. I competed in the competitive wave and did rather well. And then I had some clients were able to compete in, you know, another, a later wave. So that was a big accomplishment, not only running it and participating in the event itself, but also just getting a group of people kind of, you know, a community event. So I was really happy about that and proud for that. Some other accomplishments I got to do were really related to this podcast. Kind of, it got me out to try different things, cryotherapy, or two different forms of cryotherapy. Both us, you know, we got to do cryotherapy recently, and flotation therapy. Flotation therapy, which we mentioned a little bit earlier. And some other things like, I renewed my personal training certification this year, which, you know, involved, completing, my fitness nutrition course through, NASM. So I took that test and got my certification redone and, you know, got my CPR recert and things. So that was a good, those were several accomplishments that I was very proud of that I got to do. I competed, or, you know, I tried out for the Gracie Tampa South competition team, and was able to make that. And that was kind of the jiu-jitsu in itself is a little bit of, you know, there's accomplishments and then some, a portion of it that I didn't reach my goal.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to be a blue belt by the end of this year. I wasn't able to accomplish that. Gosh, I mean, I guess it was about halfway through the year. I just realized that the commitment.
Pretty aggressive, yeah.
The commitment that I would have to do, and I had to reprioritize what, you know, was important to me. Well, not important, because I really like jiu-jitsu, but, you know, when you start your own business, and especially if you're dealing with customers or clients, you know, that mean a lot to me, and their well-being is important to me. I have to focus on them too. They're pretty much a priority over my own, you know, training. So, and jiu-jitsu is pretty time consuming. You have to be really invested in it to progress and, you know, make the step up to the next level or the next belt level. So I wasn't able to accomplish that this year. So that was somewhat disappointing. But as I get better at prioritization. Is that right? Did I pronounce that right?
Prioritizing, yeah.
Okay, or prioritizing. I think I'll be able to, you know, incorporate jiu-jitsu training more into my daily schedule. So I'm looking forward to doing that in 2017. And one more, I think, actually a couple more. Sorry, I know I'm getting long-winded. Jeez. But hey, you told me go first, okay?
Go first.
I was able to coach Carmen to another victory this year. That's right. Carmen from 102.5 The Bone, the Mike Calta show. She competed again in the Mike Calta's Punch Out, and she pulled off another victory. So I was training her and got to corner her in their competition, and that was an awesome accomplishment. A lot of time invested in that, and I was really proud of Carmen and all of the what she showed in the ring. I was really proud about that. And then finally. I think this relates to the both of us. I was able to get married, or we were able to get married, and pull off two honeymoons, kind of. One small one and one big one, going to both Key West and Hawaii.
Yep.
But, I mean, I would say getting married was a pretty big... It's not exactly fitness-related, but as far as accomplishment goes, that was probably...
for 2016.
Yeah, I think it's worth mentioning, since we do this podcast together. I think mentioning us getting married this year is a big accomplishment.
Woo!
So, yeah, I mean, I had about 17 other things written down, but I'll go ahead and...
Well, mine is nowhere near that, so...
What?
It's gonna be pretty concise, I feel like. I don't really start out the year with specific health and fitness goals typically. And I think we've talked about this before. Like, I don't wait to make a resolution, especially when it comes to my health or fitness. I don't wait till the end of the year or beginning of a new year. I basically try to just do it when I see the need and kind of have the realization that I need a change. So I actually, however, did have one kind of idea in my head that I wanted to work towards over 2016, and that was to rediscover my yoga practice. And as I think we've mentioned on a previous podcast, I am actually going to be going into yoga teacher training, early 2017. But I really kind of had the realization of the role I want yoga to play and started a more regular practice the second half of this year. And I got to try aerial yoga for the first time this year, which was a fun way to sort of get outside the box of the typical yoga practice. So I've tried some new areas of focus, and that was really fun too. So I feel like in terms of that idea... if that was my goal, was to just rediscover, then I would say I definitely accomplished that with a lot more to come in 2017 too. So I kind of set myself up for what that next step is next year. But otherwise, I started off the year, we were planning a wedding, have a full-time job, have a part-time just sort of hobby with like the podcast and blogging and stuff like that. Somewhere in all there, I kind of made do with my fitness and my health. Like, I feel like I was holding ground. But then after the wedding, and especially after, like, the honeymoon and stuff, I feel like I lost my way. I lost where I was going. I lost some motivation. I ran into health issues. And there were several months this year where I just... really didn't do that much, and I wasn't really throughout the year, I wasn't really watching what I was eating, and you just kind of all of a sudden I had sort of an awakening, and it was I noticed I wasn't where I wanted to be health-wise or fitness-wise, and I threw everything into prioritizing that again and kind of finding my passion for it all over again. And getting the Peloton bike, I think, was a huge accomplishment, mm-hmm. because that really helped to feed that passion and interest in my fitness again. And I've always loved spinning, but having such easy access to it, such great instructors, having it right here at home, made a world of difference, so that when I decided I wanted to make the change and really incorporate health and fitness as my top priorities, that was a big help. And finally, I've probably had my ups and downs with eating and my relationship with food. You know, like, you eat healthy, but you don't necessarily, I don't know, like, you're not eating great. You're eating to eat. You're not eating to support your body. You know, your relationship with food is a little distorted. I think that was where I was at the beginning of this year. And it got progressively worse through health issues. And at the end of the year, I realized how out of whack my relationship with food was. And even though I wasn't eating bad, I wasn't eating to support my body. I wasn't eating to live. I was just eating for the sake of eating food.
Mm-hmm.
I was eating a lot of dairy that my body doesn't love. I was eating a lot of carbs, more than I would normally, I think, like, or more than I want to. I wasn't eating as many variety of vegetables.
Yeah, but you've got on the right track for the last couple of months, right?
Correct? Yeah, that was something I sort of re-engaged the last few months of the year. So the last quarter.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's still most of the year that I didn't even really realize that I had an issue. You know, everything else was just so much more important that by the time we got to the end of the year and I had a chance to sort of reflect and say, this is not where I want to be, that's when I started to reevaluate my approach and really look at not just how I eat and being really accountable in terms of everything I consumed, but really to understand how my body reacted to certain foods. You know, it was a re-education. It was like a reintroduction. And to do that, you have to kind of strip back. You have to go to the bare basics and start figuring out what you can add back in. So I feel like that's what I did. And that was a really big accomplishment for me, and I feel like I'm in a much better place at the end of 2016 than I was at the beginning.
Progress. There we go. That was awesome. Yeah, maybe I had just little events that seemed like accomplishments, but you had like kind of a more broad spectrum overall of your health and fitness. So
yeah, I didn't.
That's good.
I didn't really. I didn't set out. With like a specific, I want to do X, Y, and Z. Like, that's just not really what I typically do. But looking back at the year, I didn't realize that I needed to change my health and fitness priorities until near the end of the year, pretty much. And I did. And that I consider an accomplishment. I didn't wait until the end of the year. So I feel good about going to 2017 and carrying that stuff over.
Yep. That's awesome. I definitely want to get to, probably my nutrition too. I think this year I try to switch over to more, eating more healthy fats, incorporating more healthy fats to my diet. Because listening to a lot of nutrition research and, you know, either podcasts or reading books, the benefits of fat are, you know, I feel grossly underestimated by the general public.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we still have the kind of the My Pyramid, My Plate thing by the USDA recommends, and still carbs or grains are the biggest portion they recommend. But when I was eating like that, I was constantly hungry. It was like I couldn't eat enough. I mean, my weight wasn't a real issue, but I was constantly hungry, and I would say my energy level wasn't the best.
Yeah.
So once I switched over to more fats in my diet, like I tried to, if I had to guess, it'd be almost 60% of my caloric intake is through fats. I've lost a lot of those hunger pangs. You know, I don't have to eat every 2 hours, you know, and I feel like I have more sustained energy. So changing that way I ate, you know, similar, not obviously not the same way you did, but being more cognizant of what food I'm putting in my body was one thing I was able to accomplish. And actually, once I mentioned that on our Facebook page, Jane Berryman, Our friend from Colorado, personal trainer out there, she also mentioned that she's been doing, you know, the same thing. She's been incorporating a lot more healthy fats into her diet. And she also wanted to share her achievement for 2016. So I'm going to go ahead and read Jane's right now. She said, "My accomplishment is that I persevered with maintenance in my strength workouts. I am an athletically fit 63-year-old personal trainer who has reached maximums in some areas. The climb up is always sexier than staying there, especially without the help of a younger body. So I dig deep, try to surrender ego, and work to keep what I built."
Damn.
So a personal trainer at 63, that's something for me to try to aspire to. And that she's still working to maintain her strength workouts too, which is good. And especially for somebody, I think in that age group, it's especially important because once you, I mean, nobody's getting younger.
Right.
So yeah, as time goes on, your body starts breaking down. And if you don't build that proper house to kind of, to keep you moving later on in life, you know, you're going to run into problems. You're going to run into possibly have to use assisted walking devices to keep you upright or even get you up out of a chair. You know, those are, I always tell people, I mean, the big kind of term now is functional strength. And, you know, it may not be as sexy as bicep curls or things like that. but, you know, doing a squat, just an air squat so you can, I don't want to get crude, but getting on and off the toilet when you're you know, in an advanced stage of life is important.
Yep.
So kudos to Jane. I know she sounds like she's killing it out there in Colorado. So I'm very gracious that she was able to share that with us. Or grateful.
Yes.
I always get those mixed up. Jeez.
You are grateful. You can be a gracious person.
All right. Either way. So I think one of the major accomplishments we want to talk about as we end this today's podcast is the fact that we've almost gone a full year. I think we're only a few weeks short of doing a weekly podcast.
Yeah.
You know, the podcast has evolved before, you know, earlier this year with the ETT Rap Show and evolved into the Addicted to Fitness podcast. But we've been able to give a consistent product every week, which is one of the goals I set before this year even started. So I was super proud about that, and I'm astonished that, you know, the download numbers have climbed every month, and now we're officially rated on iTunes. So I really want to thank all of you guys out there that are listening and are sharing the podcast. Keep doing that. Keep getting us reviews and ratings. All the feedback you guys provide is helping us make a better product. So I appreciate you guys. And we hope you had some great accomplishments in this year. If you want to share it with us, go ahead and, you know, you can tweet us at ETT. I always screw that up. At ETTampa, ETTAMPA. All the contact information will be at the outro, so there's no need for me to repeat that, even though I just did.
Yep.
Also, you know, 2017 is coming up. You got some fitness goals you want to share with us? We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget, today, Facebook Live, we've got an ETT workout for you guys.
Yep.
So check it out. All right. Anything else? You got anything else for them?
No, just happy holidays. Hope it's a great, safe one for you, and we will talk to you next year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah. We got a year in review podcast coming up for the next week, so you guys will get a lot of kind of best of stuff. If you aren't familiar with our past episodes, you'll get to check that out. All right, this has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We'll check you next time. If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. Cool whip. Cool whip.
Oh no!